Good morning, it's Willard Sapristan.
And Peter Greco.
It is Saturday, the 28th of December, 2019. And if you're listening to this broadcast, we're live. Call us at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. We're also archived and live and streaming at our website, sapristan.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. If you're listening tonight on the rebroadcast, we are Saturday nights from 12 to 1. Rebroadcast, obviously, we're not here Saturday night. It's 10:05 on Saturday, the 28th. Give us a ring. We usually have free economic research on the website. We do not have it until January 10th because Stoner McCarthy goes on vacation. How do you like that?
Well, we don't.
And Don Imus died, for anyone that knows who he is. He was always very outspoken.
So, you know, as we usually say, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and Peter's pretty good on baseball.
On baseball. I hate baseball. Anyway...
Seem to know about it.
The only sport I follow is football. That's it. So anyway, for some reason you don't want to call, you know, although we like to talk to you on the phone, you can go to our website, sapristan.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. There's a tab there that says Dollar Doctor, Chat, and Live Stream. Click on Chat. And a chat box comes up. You can type in a question. You can type in a symbol. And if you type in the symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. So either call us, 803-1520, or go to sapristan.com, the chat box there, and you can ask a question on the chat box. So right now, obviously, we've had a tremendous year, to say the least, in the market. And, I think with the presidential cycles and everything, the market played out pretty much as it normally does in a third year, which is the strongest year of a presidential cycle. And looking ahead to the fourth year, usually that's a strong year, too. So, you know, the two strongest years of the presidential cycle in the market are the third and fourth years. This year, you know, if you had a chart of the typical pre-election cycle, the market followed it pretty well, you know, in general. So, you know, never totally perfect, all the bottoms and tops, but very close to it this year, you know, and no big surprises. And next year, typically in the election year cycle, the early part of the year can be a little shaky, until people get a better feel for what's going to be going on with the election. And, then once things kind of stabilize a little, it usually turns out to be a fairly strong year. And the if you have the typical pattern, you know, which doesn't necessarily have to be, January tends to be a little bit down early in the month, kind of sideways most of the month, up and down. And the bottom, you know, the weakness normally will end up in with a bottom in March. And then after that, it's usually, pretty solid for the rest of the year. So if it does follow that cycle, could be another good year. And I think I was reading in Barron's this morning that, after you've had a strong year, 25% or more gain, which we had, that the odds are like 66% of having a gain the following year. So could be another good year in the market. And, I'm sure everybody will be constantly worried. It was interesting that, Barron said that just as much money went into stock mutual funds as bond mutual funds last year. A lot of people stayed defensive all year long, you know, looking for a top in the market.
Big article on CNBC this morning. About how many people were upset with how they invested last year or didn't invest at all in anything.
Like they didn't invest. Really.
Right. No bonds, no stocks, no nothing. And they were very upset.
I have something. Here's something from on the chat box 5 days ago, which is when?
A long time.
A long time ago? Well, Monday? I don't know. It wasn't Saturday. So he wanted for this Saturday, 12/28, he's looking to buy Visa V. So we'll do that one first.
We will do it, and we got our computers working somehow, a little bit. You had an IBD cup and handle at 182, and that's a good sign. Relative strength is 81 out of 100. That's a good sign. Stock's at 189.39 close. Still in a buy range, I suppose. Just take a look at the...
You've got mail.
I do.
Yeah, you got mail, yeah. You have institutions buying this, increasing the last four quarters. Let's just see. Earnings per share rank at 95 out of 0 to 100. 0 is the worst. I like Visa here.
Do you like it?
Stage 2B. If you do a stage count, one of the things they do, probably want to stay away from stage 3s and 4s or not as getting in early as stage 1 and 2.
So in other words, they use that 1, 2, 3, 4 stage cycle?
Yeah, and then they have A, B, C, D on each one of them to further confuse you. But if you stick with 1 and 2s, you have a better chance of the thing going up. And if you use one of their three favorite patterns, cup and handle, double bottom, or tight base.
Mm-hmm.
This had the cup and handle a few points ago. So
isn't that Stan Weinstein? 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, one's a
yes,
basing.
He was a base kind.
One's a basing, two's the uptrend, three's the topping, and four's the downtrend.
But they've adapted this.
Yeah, they stole it.
They stole it. Yeah.
But anyway,
but you know, you get a lot of information on one page.
Oh yeah, no question about it. So you like that one?
And let me just see if I'm lucky enough to give you change in earnings in EPS September 18th quarter, going back a year, right? Up 34 mm-hmm. each quarter, up 20, up 18, up 14, up 21. So fundamentally, it's very strong sales change. From the September 18 quarter, up 12, up 13, up 8, up 11, up 13. So not a super stock, but a steady grower.
And would you be a buyer of it here?
I would be a buyer of it here, yeah.
Okay.
Except, full disclosure, we have it in some accounts.
And do your own research. We say, you know, never just
Visa.
Jump in.
Right? V for
right.
Visa.
The next one he wanted was Sirius, S-I. R-I.
I think I know that I missed it. I know that I've seen it. What I don't like when I buy a car is you get it for free and then they try to force you to keep it. But so I never listened to it. So I'm not a good candidate to ask. Now, having said that, at $7.14 close, 10-day moving average is $7.06. 20-day is $6.99. Those are exponentials. 50-day is 681, and 200-day is 616. It doesn't get much better than that. You did have a breakout.
Yep.
On October 31st, from 650 up to 6.75. And would I buy it? It's not Visa.
Well, no, it's speculative, but it looks like
a
solid uptrend.
And absolutely.
And here's
a weekly chart.
Yeah, and it'll be testing its high at what? What price
Seven,
is that?
17. So you're or
well,
a very
a
high,
high,
high. Yep. 763.
Yeah, 763. If it takes that out, you know, there could be a nice big run in it.
So the earnings per share change up 17, up 100, minus 50, 0, and minus 29.
And what I can see is like a reverse head and shoulders pattern there, which it broke out of. Very positive there.
It's a good chance.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if it gets a
but
low price
more speculative
stock,
than I would say.
A little
Visa.
More speculative, but it's, you know, involved with Liberty, you know. not a bad company to be involved with, you know. So.
Well, they haven't done very well, have they, that stock?
Over the years, done unbelievably.
Over the years, but yeah. Not.
Oh, not, maybe not recently, yeah. Yeah. But
803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Give us a ring, the Dollar Doctors.
And the last one he had on.
So what are you saying about Sirius?
All I'm saying is it's things going on with the company, and it's part of a much bigger company, all right? So, you know, they may be doing a lot of things with this.
All I want to know is where were we at $2 and $3?
Selling? No.
Thank you.
No. But anyway, the next stock he wants you to look at is Teva, T-E-V-A.
Pharmaceutical. Generic, right?
Mm-hmm.
The earnings and sales looked terrible, but the price of the stock really went from about $6.30, $6.40 to $10, and $10 was on November 26. It's at $9.96 close, low relative strength at 45, and let's just hit a weekly chart. Weekly chart looks good, Peter. Look at that. Right? You build a base.
Well, build a base and yeah. Started to go up. And you don't forget, it's still in a long-term downtrend.
I'm not forgetting.
Yeah, so.
If I owned it, I wouldn't sell it because it seems to have bottomed. Would I buy it here?
As a bottom fisher? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't even buy it as a bottom fisher?
Because
really?
I have institutional selling going all the way down.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you wouldn't buy it?
Not anymore. That's the old me.
Okay, I'm impressed.
How are you?
So you're saying
industry rank, you want to be in the top 50 out of 197. This is number 139.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it won't work. It just means it's not for me.
It's not for you.
Not for me.
Okay. So right now.
You would have to have a great dividend and not have the dividend in jeopardy of being cut. This has a zero dividend.
There anything are. Else before I give out the phone number?
Anything yeah. good? Yeah, it does. $10 billion market cap, which is pretty good. So it's no little company.
You know, if you were at home listening, you would be pinging us to say, mention the phone numbers, right?
I tried that, but you said there's another chat box, 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Or leave us question at the chat box. You go to our website, saperston.com, saperston.com. Hit live and streaming for the radio and go to the bottom of the page. After that, I don't know what to know.
Well, you were wrong with what you said. There's a tab there that says chat and live streaming.
Really?
Click on chat, not live streaming. If you want to click on live streaming, then you listen to the show. Click on chat. All right?
I see.
But anyway, somebody's asking, what's your thoughts on BGG?
Well, Dog George George?
Yep, BGG.
Thank you. Briggs & Stratton. God, I love that company. Doesn't mean I love the stock. When I was 8 or 9 years old, I had a go-kart. And we went and bought a Briggs & Stratton engine. Built the go-kart out of wood.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was all of $39, but we thought it was all the money in the world.
Well, that was a lot back then.
Yeah.
In the dark ages.
In the dark ages, yeah. It bottomed out at 428. It's closed at 597. It does pay a 3.4% dividend. Market cap is $251 million. Pretty big. Insider selling.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
And
but not always bad.
Not always bad.
It depends. Sometimes they just sell, you know.
Earnings estimated for 2021 to be up 165%. So that's a
turnaround.
A positive. It has had a 52-week high of $14, and it's at 5.91. So maybe, right?
Well,
but isn't there something better as a bottom fisher?
Yeah, could be. I mean, a point and figure chart doesn't give you any more on that. You know, it's still in a solid tail down, you know, and then it had a brief rally and started back down again. So you'll probably know, you know, you have tax loss selling, you know, it's not the mutual funds, it'd be individuals, and, you know, the mutual funds are done with their tax loss selling. But, you know, you'll be able to see, it is the time of year to look at stocks like this because you have what you call the January effect.
BGG, so, Briggs & Stratton.
Right. So, possibility is a speculative try here, and you could put a stop where.
But it is a real company.
Yeah, yeah. You put a stop where.
Oh, I would say
$4, maybe?
Oh, that far.
Where are you?
$4.50 would be a long-term stop.
You'd put a $4.50. Okay.
Well, $4.88 is the low.
Yeah.
In December, it's got to be tax loss selling because look at the volume spike.
Oh yeah, it's spiking. So, So you know, assuming this is tax loss selling, you might take a speculative small position.
And you might get $8 or $9 out of it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
good morning, Jack.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hope you had a nice Christmas and wish you a happy New Year.
Well, thank you very
beautiful.
Much. Appreciate it.
Beautiful.
You too. To you too.
Pete was talking about dividends from foreign countries last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a number of stocks. It depends what you have. I have the A of the Royal Dutch Shell, RDSA, mm-hmm. rather than the B. I have restaurant brands, QSR. I've had Royal Dutch Ahold, which was grocery company. They take ones from Netherlands, the Royal Dutch Shell, QSR, they're Burger King, Tim Horton, and Popeyes. And of course, they moved to Canada, their headquarters, so they have the Canadian tax, which is about 15%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a 6% dividend, that knocks it down to about 5.1%. So it knocks down quite a bit. But it's not so bad if you have it in a regular account. I think Peter mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend anyone who gets dividends from foreign stock to have it in a regular account rather than an IRA because it does count for a tax credit. So really aren't losing anything because you can use whatever they take out, just like a withholding from a payroll, and it counts towards your taxes. So you still get the full dividend.
Oh, exactly. And there's a lot of people who don't realize that. You know, it's,
right.
You know, it's amazing. But yeah.
So that's, so, you know, it's not too bad. But you should have it, like I said, in a regular account. I have BTI, which is British Tobacco. I did have BP at one time. They just take a small fee, an ADR fee, which isn't too bad. So you have to look to see what's, you know, what the companies do. But if you have in a regular account, you can get your money back. And you don't have to itemize.
Mm-hmm.
You still get that tax credit.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a form, I think. I forgot what the number is.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know if you even have to use the form, Pete.
Really?
Back of the 1040, there's a thing after your figure taxes, there's a thing for a credit. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had to do it in a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you and I probably, we missed a boat maybe on Tesla, Pete. We talked about.
Oh, Jesus.
About how this guy is nuts. I don't know, but every time you think, things are going to go down the chute, it just keeps going up.
Well, obviously what happened, it's kind of short squeeze going on in the stock. That stock was so heavily shorted that, you know, once it turned around with the earnings news, that was it. The shorts are running for cover.
Oh, they are. They are. Now, I made some good money on it, but maybe sold it earlier than I should have. But, I mean, they're just opened a plant in China, in Shanghai. They got orders there. They've got other orders. I mean, even with this thing going on with China, that hasn't stopped them from doing well in China.
Apparently, they're lowering their price of cars in China. I don't know if they're just doing it as a loss leader, but.
And I heard that too. You're right. You're right, Willard. They have lowered it, but I think they're going to continue to do well. But having said that, It's what, about 4:20 or something right now.
4:30 close. 4:30, 38.
You think it's still a time to buy?
I bought some yesterday for a client. I also told him he was nuts when he called.
He did.
And you know, as soon as I say that, it'll be at 800 in a year or something like that, right? I will say that it's still being accumulated by institutions. I get a weekly run.
Okay.
And on a, you know, A, B, C, D, it's A+.
Oh, okay.
Relative strength is 97, which is incredible. Earnings aren't there, but there's some. Earnings are low.
Well, that's the thing. They are starting to earn money, not a lot, but at least there is some sign of making some money.
It's a concept stock, right, as we used to say years ago. Earnings per share come out in 31 days, so you don't know. But it's certainly broken all the highs, which was 384. Technically, therefore, it looks good. I can't answer for their business.
Well, it's only for big risk takers, as you know, right? Because you never know with, you know, the volatility in this.
Right, you don't. And I'm willing to take risk with, you know, you use some of my money to take some risk.
Well, you want to hear a laugh, but for what it's worth, guess what the objective is on the point and figure chart? 644.
Wow. And I would believe that, though. I tell you, I think it's really going to go up. I talked to a friend yesterday about purchasing it, and he said, well, he thinks he should wait for it to come down some. But I don't know.
You know, that can be a fool's game.
Yeah.
The
right.
way I approach that is, if I want to invest 10 grand, I'll buy five here.
Yeah, okay.
And if it comes down, then I'm usually too scared to buy the other five. But that's the plan, right?
Right. So, okay, guys. Well, anyway, nice talking to you, and thanks for the input. And,
okay, well, thank you, too.
I'll keep on listening. You're welcome.
Okay,
thanks very much. Happy New Year to anyone that's listening.
Yeah.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, fellas. Nice to hear you on the radio.
Thank you.
One thing about you were talking about Tesla. There's in New Jersey where I am. There's only one dealership that can handle repairs and maintenance and service. And I've seen altogether, and I keep my eye on the cars, two Teslas in the last 2 years on the road. So there aren't a lot of them running around here in New Jersey.
In Florida, they're all over the place.
Oh, okay. The Barron's today, Peter looks at it online, but very thin it's getting. I guess it's because of the holidays.
Oh, okay.
I noticed that last week. I said, this can't be all there is. Did they leave some sections out?
A lot of the columnists either thinned out their notes or just didn't put anything.
Or they're on vacation.
Yeah, they had all the stocks listed. I noticed today there was two crashes, you know, in line with Boeing. This one was in a country called something like Kristen, and it was not a Boeing plane, thank God. I was hoping it wasn't.
Well, that's what I was wondering, yeah.
Yeah, it was a Fokker, F-O-K-K-O-R.
Yeah, I don't know who makes those. I don't even know if they're, I think they're English, aren't they?
I don't know. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Could be. And in addition, there was a helicopter crash in Kauai. Now, I was on that helicopter several years ago on that island, and the month after I came back, one of them did crash and everyone died, just like this one. So, helicopter.
Well, my wife and I were on a helicopter in Hawaii maybe 20 years ago, and they hovered over the volcano.
Right.
And
yeah,
I thought, and you could feel the heat and the gas and smell the sulfur.
Right.
And I thought, if the guy's not careful, because when the air is hot, it's not as thick.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to end up there, and we're going to burn up instantly. That was the only good part of it.
Yeah. Now, you fellows are pretty familiar with the difference between, like, the IRAs and the ones that's where you pay the taxes. I'm trying to think of the name of it.
Roth.
Yeah, the Roth. Now, for years, your Social Security was not taxable, and also it didn't count as to whether you had tax-free income. Right now, you pay either 50% of your Social Security on taxable or 85%, depending on your income.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's to say that the government does not count the money you take out of your Roth IRA towards the taxability of the Social Security?
I've said for years they're going to tax the Roth like they do annuities. In other words, if you put $10,000 into an annuity and take the $10,000 out, that's not taxable. But if the $10,000 earns another $5,000 over the years, so it's now $15,000, they're going to tax you on the $5,000.
Yeah, my sister transferred an annuity she had over to a Vanguard mutual fund, so that worked out.
Right now, as of the tax law, you take money out of your Roth IRA, it's not taxable. So.
Right. No, I can see it's being not taxable. I have a lot of tax-free mutual funds, and when I listed on, I guess it's column 8B, you list that this is your tax-free income, but then it counts toward the modified adjusted gross as to whether your Social Security is taxable.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Back in. So what's to prevent the government from saying, well, it's not taxable, but you have to list it on your form and then count it toward your Social Security
tax? I think they're going to tax the.
Yeah.
And any you take a dollar out of this Roth.
Sure.
And 50% of that dollar or 25% of the dollar is growth. They're going to certainly tax that part of it.
Yeah.
And you already paid tax getting the money in the Roth, the conversion.
Right. You pay tax on what you put into it.
Yeah.
And then later, if it grows, that's going to be a good source of income for the government.
I don't trust the government in that respect for taxes.
I'm with you in the same boat. Yeah. Did you get my chat box note?
Yeah, I did. I didn't want to
embarrass. Lovely talking to you guys, and have a wonderful year now.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Take care. So what did Art want in the chat box?
No, it was something I wouldn't
Happy
announce
New
on
Year's.
The air. No, it was a lot of how much you like the show and so forth and so
on. Oh, we don't need that. Nobody likes the show.
Anyway, it is 10:30, and we will take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors, every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11. Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back. Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester. Member, I don't know what they're members of, FINRA?
Yeah, SIPC.
SIPC, MSRB.
Registered with the MSRB.
RIA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we have a partnership interest in them when we closed our broker-dealer side of the company.
There you go. So now, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our website, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is chat and archives, chat and live stream, as a matter of fact. Or chat, I'm confused. You got me confused with that live stream stuff. Anyway, the Dollar Doctor tab, this is chat and archives. Click on the chat, and there's a chat box that comes up. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know, you know, what you're looking to do with it. So,
I did lose my...
You ended up losing it there?
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to touch it.
Okay.
We're having computer issues.
Anyway, so phone lines wide open. Hint, give us a call right now. And we have a call from Judy right now. So good morning, Judy.
Hello. Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
I have a couple of questions for you. The first one, I missed the first few minutes of the show, and I didn't know if anybody mentioned this at all. Do you guys watch the Nightly Business Report.
Yeah, Times.
Yeah, well, it's on every Friday night at 11, and you know, it kind of was like the Rukeyser show, and then it was run for years, Paul Kangas, and last night was the last show.
Oh, really? It ended?
Yeah, they ended. Bill Griffith and Herrera run the show, had been the hosts of the show for years, and this, you know, for me, this is like the end of an era.
Well, it's funny because I, you know, after Paul Kangas was gone, I never watched it after that. And it was like, you know, then when Rukeyser left Wall Street Week.
Oh,
right?
That was
horrendous.
Terrible.
Oh, that was so terrible.
Everybody
when
watched
Rukeyser
it.
Left.
I mean, I was in pain trying to watch it.
You know, my Friday night sort of evolved around 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
Wall Street Week.
Oh, it was a great show when Rukeyser had it.
Oh, it certainly was. And they kept the Market Monitor. At least I think it was something that Rukeyser had.
Right, yeah, they kept that.
And they kept that all the way through till last night when they said goodbye.
That's it.
So anyway, life goes on for the rest of us.
It does, that's for sure.
And I was going to ask you about this stock that I bought at 62 cents a few weeks ago. And this week, it just zoomed up to and closed at $1.27. And it's called Fuel Cell, F-C-E-L.
Yeah, I'm familiar. I mean, that thing has its big runs, then it dies and has runs. And
well, I heard that if it stays above a dollar for 10 days, it will be listed.
I don't know what
it will be listed on, but that seemed to be the rule.
Well, on the IBD accumulation distribution rating by institutions, it's A+, so it doesn't get any better. The relative strength is 99 on a scale of 0 to 100.
Doesn't
get any better than that, and clearly broke out on the weekly chart. And the sales, by the way, from the July 2019 quarter going back to the July 2018 are up 88%.
Well, I think I'm going to hold on to that. I'm not sure how to play a stock that's done so well so fast and is so cheap.
Well, it's interesting that the whole sector, the fuel cell sector, Ballard Power, and there's a bunch of other ones, have all been moving now.
Let me say this. That stock was at $22 in March of 2018.
Oh, yeah.
March of what year?
2018, last year.
It was $22, and it went down to just about 30 cents.
That's about Zippo.
Zippo.
I've got 15 on my screen.
A real technical
low
term.
Of 18 cents.
Yeah, that's 18 cents, right.
Well, I think it is, something's going on with it now.
Well, what they say is that the Ballard Power and fuel cell need these hydrogen, whatever they are, for the drones. The drones need them.
Well, that sounds like a
and so that's what's quote fueling fuel cell.
I see.
And it's interesting. This broke down at about 250. So resistance right now would be about 250.
Yeah.
250, is that what you said?
246.
Yeah.
But 250.
That would be resistance. Well, I'll take it. That would be a nice profit.
I would say, you know, don't be greedy.
Don't be greedy, right?
Or take half and let the rest run just for the fun of it. You know,
right.
So, but anyway.
In general, that's a very wise policy.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, thank you very much. And I'll be listening to you in the new year.
Okay. Thank you for
Thanks
calling. Happy
for the
new
call.
Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Willard Sapriston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. What do you got for us today?
I'll give you one here. Take a look at PayPal, PYPL. It's got a, my crossover MACDs. It's a screaming buy right now. What do you think on the boxes?
What is it, P-A-Y?
P-Y-P-L. PayPal.
Yeah, I'm not PayPal. Hearing right. Oh, I know I'm not hearing the headset's not on. P-Y.
Just did the crossover on the three-year low MACD on Thursday.
We have this in some of the accounts. I think I had to stop at 96 or 97 just in case. What's the question?
Well, your boxes, what, are they talking or what?
Peter. Are the boxes talking?
He's got the boxes today.
Yeah.
It is in a consolidation IBD stage two, which is pretty good for a pattern. And sales were up since September 18. Well, he's looking that up, 14, 13, 12, 12, and 19 last quarter. Earnings up 26, 25, 37, 48, and 5. So I suspect it's just resting from that one lousy earnings quarter, although it's not that lousy. I've got earnings per share growth rate of 23%, estimated earnings to be up 27% for 19, so that'll come in, and up 14% for next year.
Yeah, but after dropping down to 95, it gave a buy signal at 106 on the box chart, and then again at 110. Price objective, for what it's worth, is 135.
Peter's letting me see. I like that chart.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do equal positions, PayPal and Cisco from last week through 2019. I'm going to compare with the S&P 500. We're going to see what my crossover MACD 3-year weekly 10-4200, how it stacks up.
Okay. I mean, that's on Cisco, right?
Sid, I'm going to do equal position Cisco and PayPal. I'm going to go 50% each. Those are my two screaming buys right now off my system.
Well, when did PayPal give you a 3-year crossover?
Thursday.
Really? Holy cow.
Yeah. On the weekly, MACD was the lowest in 3 years, and it did the crossover. Yep.
Interesting. Well, this will be a very interesting test. This is great. You may be the new guru if that works out.
I don't want to be the new guru. I want to be able to call you guys on Saturday mornings in anonymity.
I like that word. You know, your 200-day moving average is 108.06.
Well, I know that.
And you're 109.40, so you crossed there. That's a big deal.
And did you ever sell out of Horizon?
No.
HCM?
No.
You still own it.
Yep. Thanks to you.
Well, I want half the fruit basket that client
sent. we own a bundle of it, too.
Have a good one, guys.
I'll you, too. Happy New
Thanks
Year.
Thanks very
Take
much.
Take care.
Okay, so you understand what he's talking about, the MACD. I looked it up after the last show.
That was, what's his name?
It's Moving Average. I know.
Yeah, and I know who invented it. You know, I forgot. Apple. Yeah. Gerald Apple. And that's interesting what he came up with. I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Well,
but
and he's
going to
buy PayPal. What was the other one?
Cisco. Yeah.
I like those.
But anyway, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
I was telling a friend this morning, I get a lot of ideas from the callers.
Yeah, that's why you should send them a fruit basket. But anyway.
Okay.
I'm trying to see whether this was, yeah, we did that last week. That's right. Yeah. Okay, so I'm trying to look at the chat box here real quick. But there is a chat box. You can go to the Dollar Doctor tab. And, when you go to the Dollar Doctor tab at sapperston.com, the tab is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat and chat will come up. And you can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. So once again, right now, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Cisco's pretty much of a bottom fisher play here.
Well, it is, but like that's the idea of his...
His moving average.
His weekly MACD crossover 3 years after making a 3-year bottom. So very
Howard Ewart used to say... It's hard to move the stock of a huge company, and this is $202 billion of market cap.
Is it really?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of interesting that I was mentioning to you before the show that it was mentioned in this week's Barron's that investors in exchange-traded funds are getting defensive. And they're saying despite the S&P 500 index's 30% return in the past year, investors have put roughly the same amount of money into bonds, $145 billion, as into broad market stock ETFs, $165 billion. And then they said more than $15 billion of those stock ETF flows went into low volatility ETFs. So a lot of people still worried out there, you know, getting defensive, and they've been doing that for years. Eventually, somebody will be right, but right now it's kind of encouraging to see, you know, that the money's still been going that way defensively.
You know, the 30-year Treasury is up 30-32% this year.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on if they did all short-term bonds, they didn't make anything, but the 30-year Treasury made money like a stock.
Exactly, right? Yeah. It's been...
Who would have thought?
Nobody would have, because everybody's been predicting rates were going up. Rates are going up. Rates are going up. Yeah. I guess when you finally stop hearing
that... Well, Gunlatch says no.
He says rates are not going up?
Rates are
going
to drop. Yeah.
Really?
He's one of the few guys.
Hmm.
And you could, if the rates drop, of course, that's good for the market, too, usually up to a point.
Up to a point. And the whole world is trying to...
Deleverage or leverage more to
leverage
get out of there.
More. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, it's easy to get out of debt when you have more debt.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
But it's interesting, you know, semiconductors, which have been the leading group all year, were up 63% last year.
I saw that.
Using the SMH, you know. Technology was in second place, up 48.3% if you bought the XLK. And home builders in third place with the XHB at 40%. Very interesting. Everybody was down on the home builders at the beginning of the year. Right now, we have somebody on the line, William in Lockport. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, man. This is a fantastic show. I thank you for it.
Well, appreciate it.
Thank you for that.
I have a question which involves annuities, and these funds came from a tax-privileged account to go into an annuity, which is probably worse than a sideways move, but what can be done with that money once the surrender fees are no longer? Could that be put back into a 401? Does it need to stay in?
Is it in an IRA now?
Yes.
Well, you can, when the surrender's done, or take the penalty on the surrender, put it right back into a self-directed IRA and manage it yourself.
Very good.
And if you go to Ameritrade or Schwab, then at least they advertise you can trade for free, and there's no annual fees.
Excellent. So that's one of the companies that you recommend to go through for to
well,
get that back into a 401?
We do manage money, but I will say that the detraction... And we're with Wells Fargo Clearing. They will charge a fee unless it's managed money. If you just want to plunk your money there and then buy some stocks, and we're against it. If anyone's listening from Wells Fargo, you may not have a job on Monday, but we're against that. That's all.
Well, that's what I enjoy about your show. I mean, I don't agree with everything you say, but you state your opinions, and a lot of shows, people will call in, and they're just trying to sell a product where they're not really giving their opinion on anything. And I could really appreciate you gentlemen doing that.
Well, thank you for saying
that. Thank you. So you go to, let's say, Vanguard will do it for free if you don't ask for a paper statement, but Ameritrade and Schwab, I think, will do it for free either way. And then you can pick your own ETFs or you can pick your own stocks.
Excellent.
Usually the on an annuity, it drops every year,
your penalty.
So maybe there's only one or 2 years left. It doesn't matter. It's 1 or 2%, you know.
Well, I mean, the surrender period is over. But basically what I'm looking at to do is to create, I was looking to create an income stream when I was 62 to delay Social Security. But... there's so much paperwork and regulations in annuity, it just seems ridiculous. You need a lawyer and a physicist to figure it out.
Agreed.
I think even a lot of people who sell them don't fully understand it either.
Well, exactly, yeah. There's just, the fees are crazy high. It just seems like a ridiculous thing.
And they're allowed to use the word guarantee in their advertising. So they say we guarantee you 5% or whatever, but what they mean is they guarantee you 5% income off your corpus, but that doesn't mean you or your heirs will ever get that corpus back.
Exactly.
You can go to zero. They'll still give you whatever 5% was on the initial investment. And you die, there's nothing there. So it's hokey advertising on top of that.
I agree. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. Take care.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Give us a ring, 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, The Dollar Doctor, is brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, clearing securities through Brighton of Rochester, who is clears through Wells Fargo Clearing. How's that?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Anyway, we have a bunch of things on the chat box right now.
Really?
Yeah, right now.
Where were they this earlier?
Because I missed them 10 minutes ago.
Good man.
First one, thoughts on ticker, IE, Icon Enterprises, 12% dividend.
Isn't it ICN?
I don't know. He says IE.
It's not IE.
No?
IE.
Icon, I-C-A-H-N. Yeah. He wants to know, on a dip, what am I missing, you know, since it pays a 12% dividend. So you don't think it could be IE something. Should be IEP, he said.
IE what?
IEP.
I used to own this for people. That's it. I think I owned it. Let me just check weekly. Low 50s, 52-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And not being good about it, I sold it right under 60. In the meantime, I got a beautiful dividend. The guy's a genius, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's also 80 years old. He's also moving to Florida. He's also giving his son more latitude, who he had broken with. I read a big article about a year ago about it. Relative strength is 21, which is lousy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been very successful of cornering different markets. 62, I'd rather buy it at 52.
Well, take a look at the point and figure chart, too. So,
you would buy it off point and figure here, and you would stop at 58. It's not bad.
No. I mean, you know, it might, you know, if you're looking at it, I don't know if you own, he didn't say whether you owned it or what, but if you look, if you're holding it, you'd hold it, and if it went to 59, actually it's 59.
I was a 50, you've taught me to give it more room.
Yeah, I know, but he's saying 58, 59, then you might be out of it because it might be at risk down to 51, if you're willing to take that risk.
Before, it seems
to have always been a buy around 50. You know?
Yeah, well, that's what I had looked at. But before you do that, if you're buying it for this dividend, they're stating 12.9, look at the history and see if it's been going up or all over the place, or it had paid a special dividend because they sold one of their companies, and that could be included in there. Yep.
And there's one other thing on the chat box.
You do have a caller, too.
Yeah, but I want to do this Rite Aid.
I don't know what's going on with Rite Aid.
Rite Aid. What the heck is going on with Rite Aid? R-A-D. I stopped watching.
Yeah, well, we missed it.
But Rite Aid, first of all, remember that, or most people don't know, it had a reverse stock split, one for 20.
That's right? What's going on.
So right now it's trading at an old value, comparable value, at $1 a share, okay? But because they shrunk the float so much by doing a 1-for-20 split and it was so heavily shorted, then they came out with looked like decent news on their earnings and everything. They got a short squeeze
earnings
going.
Earnings are up 93% earnings per share.
They got a short squeeze going in this stock. So that's what's going on with it. So, you know, all the shorts got caught here, you know, as soon as some positive earnings news came out. And the smaller float due to the reverse split, short squeeze. That's what's going on.
This company has debt of 293%.
Yeah, they even said in the press release they got a ways to go, but they're going to be remodeling all their stores, redoing it, you know. So we shall see.
Good morning, Vince.
Doing. I got a couple stocks for you. One is Las Vegas Sands, LVS.
All of the gambling group is strong as an industry sector. And we do have a position in this for our managed accounts. And we did it because the gambling group is strong, so we want to be in a strong sector. And this one paid 5% where we bought it.
Well, that's good.
And I'm an income junkie, as they say.
Okay.
So if I owned it, we're holders. If I didn't buy it, if I didn't own it, you know, maybe you would see the one of the old highs of $80. I don't know.
Yeah, point and figure objective is 85 for what
okay.
it's worth.
Okay, so we're on the same.
Yeah, exactly. What's the next stock there?
Apple.
Yeah. Anytime I've sold it, I've been wrong. I do have some people that have want me to keep stopping it, so I just raised the stop this morning. Actually, it was going through. And your 10-day moving average is 267. You're at 289, and I looked at another chart. I thought maybe 10 points down would be a stop. Would you buy it here?
I already own it.
Well, that's good.
I wouldn't be selling it, really. But okay. If you want to stop at 10 points down, maybe, or even 20.
Okay, that sounds good.
You know, or stop half or sell half. You know how that is.
Okay. The last one I have is Walt Disney, DIS.
It's been starting to get weak based on the Star Wars, not the sales they wanted.
Which was stupid. That's an opportunity, but anyway.
Well, opportunity, you can buy it at 144. Let me just check something. 50-day moving average at 141. I mean, it's okay. It's just not 153 where it was.
Okay.
So I wouldn't sell it.
Consolidated, and yeah. I'd hold it. I think you can have a real long-term winner here. You know, for years of going sideways, you know, that was a major breakout.
You're just doing that because you watched Walt Disney like I did on the black and white TV when you were
No,
little.
I'm not doing that. I mean, these people know what they're doing.
I know. I'm just kidding.
They know what they're doing.
I'm kidding.
And, you know, back to Apple, I've seen some analysts put a 350 target on it.
Wow.
And the point and figure chart is 318, you know, so, yeah, definitely you'd be staying with it.
Okay. Well, you guys, thank you very much, and have a healthy, happy New Year.
You too. Thank
Same
you for
you.
Calling.
Thanks
Appreciate
for the call.
Yep.
So you can get free economic research and listen to the archive shows at our website, saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. We are on every Saturday, of course, from 10 to 11, rebroadcast 12 to 1, midnight to 1. You can leave questions on our chat box all week about different stocks.
NVIDIA, NVDA, real quick on the chat box.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
I was trying to get your attention.
I was looking at that yesterday, and sorry I missed it. I used to own it.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to know?
What do you think? He says he owns it.
I wouldn't sell it. Isn't it 5G? Am I wrong?
That I'm not so.
Yeah.
It may be.
Yeah.
It may be. But it still looks good on the chart. I mean, no question about it.
The chart is terrific.
Yep.
The earnings estimate is terrific. Would I buy it here? Carefully.
Carefully buy it.
Institutional sponsorship increasing. Well, meaning I wouldn't spend all my money here, but I would certainly buy maybe some here and maybe some if it dropped to 212-ish. So. Get ready for volatility, right?
Well, it always will 50 be volatility.
Day.
Yeah, it's solid uptrend.
I'd almost do thirds for that. Buy a third, and a third.
Well, I just wanted to look real quick. Did he say he owned it or what?
I don't know.
Well, let me see. He owns it, so
okay.
You would hold it.
Hold
right?
on to it.
And where would you have a stop, maybe?
Oh, God. What's the point in figures? Hey?
Yeah, it's so far up, it doesn't give.
A short stop at 233. And a better stop at 225. You have been listening to The Dollar Doctors, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. We're live every Saturday morning from 10 to 11, rebroadcast 12 to 1, archived at saperston.com. And as we always say, keep a little powder dry, and good night and good luck.